You know, what about these people who are, they can never be alone. They're always, they're with one. While they're with one, they're looking for another one. What is that? What kind of, if you think about that logically, think about that for a minute. While they're with one person, they're looking for another one. What kind of character is that? First of all, they don't want to be alone. Second of all, they're using and abusing somebody. They don't really want to be there, but so their heart's not right. They're not, the heart's not in it, so they're not going with the heart. They're going contrary to their own heart. So not only are they contradiction in being in a house with somebody they don't want to be with, and they're looking for somebody else, or being with a person, don't even have to be in a house. So they can't be alone. They can't be by themselves. Think about that. Just logically think about it. You're talking about a person who has no character. They have no character. They have no identity. They can't be by themselves, so that means they have no identity. They're not at peace. They have no character because they're lying to somebody while they're looking at somebody else. And you're talking about most of the population. They're staying somewhere just because of money. Or because they have some kind of weird religious duty in their mind, but their heart's not in it. Isn't that what God said? He said, if your heart's not in it, if you, you know, a lot of people go to church, but their heart's not with God, their heart's with their image. Their heart's not with God. That's just outward show. Outward show, but the heart's not in it. And that's what God told Israel all them times. He said, I'm tired of your sacrifices and oblations, but your heart's not with me. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So these people who live with one person or with one person, while they're with that one, they're waiting, they're looking for somebody else to run to. What kind of character is that? That's no character at all. That's not character. That's pure evil. That's corrupt. That's a corrupt mind and a corrupt heart. But you know how many people are doing that? And they get enabled, and other people enable them and think that's okay. That's pathetic. I mean, it's really sad. It's pathetic, and it's sad, and it's just pure evil. I've been thinking about that a little bit today. If you really break it down, you could go even deeper into how that person's heart is and their thoughts. Because you know all things in Christ. You're talking about a person with no identity. A person who's selfish, who's nothing but the flesh gratification, lives in fear, doesn't want to work to provide for themselves even. Psychic vampires off of somebody else, emotionally, physically, when they really have no identity and no peace of their own, so they try to steal it from somebody else. And so they're running from house to house, trying to find something. Instead of running to God. So they're actually running from God and running to man. So they worship a human. And if they worship a human, they have a cult mindset, and they eventually want to be worshiped. And that's probably why they were looking for somebody else, because they're not being worshiped like they think they deserve. Just throwing that out there.